Hundreds of people have been camping out on Wall Street for over 2 weeks. They're participating in a protest that's been dubbed Occupy Wall Street. Like the protests in the Arab Spring, it's a leaderless movement, but unlike the Middle East and North Africa, it's not looking to topple the government. This is a protest against financial greed, deregulation, and social inequity. It started small, but the movement's growing and spreading. People are camping and protesting in American cities from Boston to Los Angeles. And it's attracting some unlikely supporters. At the weekend, the Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz and Jeff Madrick held a teach-in on Wall Street to help protesters understand what caused the global financial crisis. Jeff Madrick is the former economics columnist for the New York Times. His latest book is Age of Greed, The Triumph of Finance and the Decline of America. Peter Lloyd asked him to describe the scene on Wall Street.
Well, the protesters are mostly young people, but by no means only young people. I was very surprised at how courteous, how eager to learn, how open these protesters were, almost to a man and a woman, I would say. Joe Stiglitz, the Nobel laureate, and I did a teach-in there, probably to 100 people gathering around us without megaphones or microphones because the New York police won't allow them to use them. And they were very interested. We did 40 minutes of what we thought was passing on critical information to these people. Why this great recession occurred, what Wall Street did. We tell them to some extent about what has to be done now to help us get out of it. They knew that 1% of Americans now earn 20% of all income, that only 30 years ago, 1% only earned 10% of the income, that this great recession was the deepest recession we've had since the Great Depression, and that their gut feeling that those two facts are related is true because the greed on Wall Street led to calamity.
There are reports that the participants have been advised to dress as corporate zombies at the next day's meeting. Can you assist us in describing what that actually means?
It doesn't mean anything. The press in America has disparaged these young people, has mocked them. Not all the press, but much of it. They don't take it seriously. It's a sad state of affairs that the American media has participated in for quite a while. The fact is the gut feelings of these people, or the informed feelings of some of them, because there are a lot of educated people there, are essentially correct. They are correct that Wall Street was the principal cause of the Great Recession, that greed and outrageous pay was a principal cause, and that Washington has not properly dealt with it, that they are putting on costumes to mock Wall Street. That's what protesters do. Do these people know nothing about the history of protests in America? And moreover, these are a disparate group of people. These people don't march to one drummer like the disciplined Tea Party. These people think for themselves, have independent frustrations, have independent agendas. Some of them reject agendas. I hope, in fact, they will begin to develop agendas and work for them and go to their representatives and go to their local communities and work hard for what they believe in and begin to understand more about what caused the problems.
Sure, but how much of that is to be frank, wishful thinking rather than any sign that there's momentum here? I mean, protesters say they intend to camp out during the winter. Do you think that they can last that long?
Well, I don't know if they can last through the winter, but I am very sure this is spreading rapidly. There's going to be National Student Days. There's a lot of union involvement now. It's going to be a big day on Wednesday. Keep your eyes open for it. But let's keep in mind the history of protests. All protests begin small. We never can predict which ones will take off. Martin Luther King did not lead his march the first day he decided to go out and fight for integration in America. The Vietnam War was not stopped the first day. Young people who were much like these people now went out and started protesting. They were all called all kinds of names and mocked in the early and mid-1960s continually by the mainstream press, which we know in retrospect was dead wrong about the Vietnam War. So that is how protests start. Can I say this will end in complete victory? No, you can never say that. But it may begin to change public opinion enough to give Congress people in Washington the courage of their own convictions. Many of them are disgusted by what's happening and can't get any traction for their own ideas. And maybe they will begin to get the courage to come forward.
Well, what material constructive and positive changes do you think they can make? How would you shape the agenda?
Well, first of all, we've got to get over this obsession with austerity economics, and we need very serious stimulus in this economy. But secondly, we have to reinvest in this economy in significant ways. Third, we really need a different regulation scheme for Wall Street, which will be very difficult to do given the power and money on Wall Street. We have not solved the problems of how to make a financial system allocate our precious savings to productive resources. We've got to work on that. The prosecution of wrongdoing on Wall Street has been almost negligible. Is it really true there was almost no wrongdoing on Wall Street that led to this crisis? Just a bunch of well-meaning but foolish people who made a lot of money by abusing a system innocently? I hardly think so. And we can go on, but I hope they ask one fundamental question, and I hope the American establishment has the courage to ask one fundamental question. What is Wall Street for? What are they supposed to do? Do we need a Wall Street that takes 40% of American profits? No way. Let's rethink that. But the American establishment seems, anyway, afraid to ask that question. And we have to start asking that.
Jeff Madrick, economics writer and author of The Age of Greed, speaking to Peter Lloyd.